One thing that I've been driving very hard in this field, I actually was part of a symposium. We brought a paper a couple years ago in ticks called Categorization in the Wild, in which we argued that cognitive science was still stuck too narrowly on studying concepts and categorization in like how the language does it, and they study it in the laboratory. And I'm saying we have categorization at internet scale taking place. We have Flickr with 1 billion photos out there. We should be studying how people tag pictures in Flickr and how they tag resources with Delicious and other internet kind of things. How people use Yelp and other kinds of things where they're tagging billions of objects. They're assigning things to categories. Is that a better way to study cognitive science of categorization than in your laboratory? I mean,
this is a takeoff on Ed Hutchins' phrase, of course, isn't it? Cognition in the wild,
right? That's right. So, that's exactly what it is.
But the wild now, you're saying, is...
It's internet scale.
Yeah.
When you have 1 billion photos in Flickr, I mean, and you go to the laboratory and at the University of Texas with a couple of undergraduates and you study for 30 minutes, people assigning labels to pictures.
Well, so
somehow you have to argue that that's relevant. Well, the internet is where it's already happening. That's where it should be being studied.
But how do you view that? I mean, we're sitting here with iPads and so on and so forth, all wired and connected in and so on. But there's also the people who say about Twitter, the Twitterverse, you know, humph. It's all debasing human language.
But Twitter, and I have students who work at Twitter, right? So Twitter's an interesting laboratory because Twitter, you have this interesting problem of how a 140 character limitation that Twitter has because of the implementation technology of the text messaging, how has that required people to innovate in the use of language? They now have to invent hashtags that follow grammars. People invent tags to associate semantics with Twitter streams. Like I could say, you could tag a tweet from this conference as Cogside 2010, you know, pound sign Cogside 2010.